upon knowing where you may be going with these sons of the blind. For my excellent crew, no foes they could stop any class, scarcely fit company, my daughter, for you.
A hearken and do, no foes fit company, scarcely fit company for a lady like
you. Proud officer, that haughty lip and curl, vain man, suppress that supercilious sneer, for I have dared to love your matchless girl, a fact well known to all my messmates here.
Oh, horror!
Here, my humble good and holy born, the meanest in the first division, the part of Ebonet and scorn, the part of courted with derision, dead to raise my worldly eyes above the dust to wish you would in manhood's glorious pride to rise. The elves and Englishmen, behold me, he is an Englishman.
It's greatly to his credit that he is a Englishman.
That he is an Englishman.
Or he might have been a Russian, a French or Turk or Prussian, or perhaps Italian. Of all temptations to belong to other nations, he remains a Englishman. He remains a reprobation to any British tar. I try to speak with moderation, but you have gone too far. I'm very sorry to disparage a humble foremost lad, but to seek your captain's child in marriage, why, damn it, it's too bad.
Oh.
Yes, damn it, it's too bad.
Oh.
Yes, damn it, it's too bad.
Did you hear him? Did you hear him? Oh, monster, oh, a man. Don't go near him, don't go near him. He is swearing, he is swearing.
My pain and my distress, I find it is not easy to express. My amazement, my surprise, you may learn from the expression of my eyes.
My lord, one word, the facts are not before you. The word was injudicious, I allow. But hear my explanation, I implore you, and you will be indignant too, I vow.
I will hear of no defense, attempt none if you're sensible. That word of evil sense is a wholly indefensible. Go, Ribble, get you hence to your cabin with celerity. This is the consequence of ill-advised asperity.
This is the consequence of ill-advised asperity.
For I teach you all along to refrain from language strong, for I haven't any sympathy for ill-bred tongues.
No more have his sisters, nor his cousins, nor his aunts.
No more have his sisters, nor his cousins, nor his aunts. No more have his sisters, nor his cousins, nor his aunts. These sisters, nor his cousins, who be ready.